We're going to get to the fair right now to talk with Kim Myers, the president of the Lorain County Fair Board, about the 169th Lorain County Fair. Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great, thank you. It's a beautiful morning. We are ready to go here in Lorain County. The board of directors have worked hard, and our secretary and office staff, our maintenance crew, we've got everything prepared and ready to go. We're really excited for this year's fair.
Has the giant onion arrived yet? Or the?
It has.
Okay.
It's here.
That's
it pulled in about a day ago, and it's here. They'll be serving soon, probably in a couple days.
Now, I've seen sometimes on the highway you'll be passing by, especially during the summer, some kind of either amusement ride that's been packed up or some other variable. But I've never seen the onion traveling down the highway, but obviously it gets there because we see it every day when we have our fair booth set up. Right across from that, off of the Midway. So we're coming out this afternoon to set up our booth and get things ready for another fun week at the fair, the 169th annual Lorain County Fair. What are some of the new things, if anything, that you might want to talk about this year?
Okay, well, we've got. Let's talk about food first. We've got a great menu of the traditional fair foods. In addition, we've got some new things this year. We've got strawberry shortcake on a stick. We have a deep-fried apple pie on a stick. Those are two new items that one of our new vendors is bringing in. Also, we have something new. It's called Island Noodles. They're Hawaiian-style soba noodles, and they're prepared in woks right in front of the fairgoers as they wait. And they have signature sauces with veggies. You can add teriyaki chicken, so that's something new. In their cafeteria this year, we have a new vendor handling that. We have Wright's Cafeteria. They're out of Columbia Station. They're taking over the old Grange, so there'll be a lot of good home-style meals prepared and cooked there. So we encourage everybody to stop by there. I can tell you, in addition, there's a new poultry barn that we built. It's brand new. It's built back just east of the grandstand. I think the exhibitors will really enjoy that. The goats and the rabbits have been moved around, and it's given them more room. Also, a new judges stand for the different shows that will be out on the track. That'll be dedicated to one of our former directors, Doral Pitts. That should be a big help for the announcers. There's also a wine making exhibition this year. I believe that is going to be Wednesday back in Building 26 at 6 o'clock. So they're going to show people how to make wine and actually do some bottling there. And I'm told also there are 200 more baked good entries this year. For a guy like me with a sweet tooth, that's a good thing. Those will be exhibited and also sold here at the fair. So we have a lot going on.
You know, Kim, Bruce and I often talk about it's amazing what you can put on a stick at a fair, and now you're talking about apple pie and strawberry shortcake. Unbelievable.
Yes, we're looking forward to that. I think the fairgoers will enjoy that. I know I certainly will with my sweet tooth. So.
Well, it's a credit to the fair board as well to try to keep things fresh at a fair. 169 years, you think you've seen and done it all, but obviously with the fairgoers and people in different trends, it allows you, I guess, the flexibility. And you got plenty of room, I guess. I guess you still have room to grow in a sense. You mentioned about putting new buildings up, so there is space as well.
Yes, we do have space, and every year, literally, we put several hundred thousand dollars of new improvements and maintenance improvements into the fair. It's a very large layout, as you know, with a lot of buildings, a lot of pavement, water, electric. So we work very hard to maintain what we have. In addition, try to grow and have nice buildings for our exhibitors and for our fairgoers.
Kim, a lot of people are excited about the entertainment, Thomas Rhett and Foreigner. How did those bookings come to be?
Well, we worked hard. Tim Books, who's in charge of that department, got busy with our, we have a booking agent, and got busy probably before the end of the year in December of 2013, started looking, and these were two that we had on our radar that we thought we'd like to have in. There were requests for them, and we were able to work it out on their routing. Tim worked hard to get them to come, so fortunately the routing worked for them where they were going to be, and they wanted to come to our venue, so we're really excited to have them.
We're talking today with Kim Myers, Board President of Lorain County Fair. 169th Annual Lorain County Fair opens up next Monday. $5 admission. I'm looking on the website here, and you also now will take credit debit cards at certain gates. Is that Is that new this year, or have I just not been paying close attention to things?
We've had that. I believe this is our third year now, but we've tried to expand that for our fairgoers. Different customers have asked for that, and it helps with groups that are coming in. So we've made that available to assist our customers and fairgoers that are coming in. So
there's a lot of activities going on. This I know on Monday the big thing is the crowning of the junior fair king and queen, and it, really the kids are a big part of that fair for you guys at the Lorain County Fairgrounds, aren't they?
They are. Junior Fair FFA is a very large part of why we're here. They do a great job, not only with their animals and their still projects, but setting up, donating their time, working, cleaning, maintaining buildings, and then the Junior Fair itself, organizing, meeting, putting on fundraisers. They have a tractor pull. They do a lot. So they are a very big part of us, and we're pleased to have them, and we applaud them. They do a great job every year.
Kim, the fair starts on Monday. How many days before that do you get really active on the fairgrounds, getting things ready to go?
I would say probably about 2 weeks before this coming Monday. We've been out here. I'm out here this morning. We have tents that we're setting up. We're finishing those. We had about 75% on Tuesday, and they came back to finish up today. We have a vending company out of Sugar Creek, and so we start early with our tents, but we have layout, markings, touch-up with the maintenance crews, and really it gets fever-pitched about 2 weeks before the fair. Everyone's out here working hard trying to get the final touches done on everything before all of our heavy traffic comes in with all of our exhibitors and the setup with people that actually fill the buildings for us. So.
Well, there's a lot of things going on. You mentioned the music entertainment, of course, in the grandstand area. Once the music is done, it's time for all the power. And you got the different demolition derbies and the tractor pulls as well.
Correct.
I know that, is there motocross again, too? Do you have that this year?
There's a show that's called the Black Cat Hill Drivers, and it's more of a motor vehicle show. But that is it's the Sunday of the fair. It's at noon. So that will be going on in lieu of the motocross.
Okay.
And we have our two big demolition derbies Sunday afternoon and evening. I believe one's at 5 o'clock and the other starts at 7:30. So, also, Chip Benton, one of our directors, has worked hard. He has the show where he has some of the national trucks coming in. He just found out this week for the smokeout diesel truck pull. So that's going to add some fun to the competition, and we'll get to see some of the big guys do their thing. So we're excited about that.
Well, we're excited about getting ready for the Lorain County Fair. Again, it opens up next Monday and runs for a week, and it's kind of the end of summer for most of Lorain County, as many school kids in certain areas will be starting school sometime during that week, so they'll be getting out there early in the week to enjoy the time. But the Lorain County Fair is soon upon us, and Kim, we thank you for the time this morning and getting us excited about what's coming up next week. Appreciate it.
And we thank you on behalf of the Fair Board. I thank you so much, WUL, for what you do for the fair, for our Junior Fair, 4-H, FFA. We appreciate all of your donations and your support, and we look forward to seeing you on the Midway next week.